Ad campaigns and other efforts to encourage more people to visit national parks seem to be working. Several parks, including Yellowstone, Zion, and Arches, set visitation records last year. The thinking makes sense. The parks are outside, which is more COVID-safe than being indoors, and at least in theory, it's possible to socially distance from other people. But that's becoming more of a challenge, and it's not the only one the parks are facing. Aging infrastructure is being pushed to the brink in some cases, and the parks are dealing with a lot of the same staffing and supply issues found in the rest of the country. Annette McGivney has written about all of this. She's a Colorado-based journalist and covers environmental issues for The Guardian. And Annette, there have been conversations for years about underfunding at national parks and deferred maintenance projects. What kind of impact did all of these visitors have on the infrastructure at some of these parks that maybe weren't prepared to deal with those kinds of visitation numbers?
Right, yeah. So there were two factors that really kind of caught the Park Service off guard. And one was just the issues that had come from COVID in terms of shortage of staffing, so service industry jobs, and then also COVID restrictions where, you know, there were social distancing required where they couldn't have as many people working at the national park who normally live in dorm room housing. And then on top of that, there was all the supply chain issues. And then on top of that, you have a new kind of visitor coming to the parks who are not as up to speed on, you know, how to behave on trails and what's safe to do in bear country and not. And, you know, in typical times, that would require more staffing to educate those new visitors. And instead, the parks had less staffing.
Yeah, that seems like a bad combination with more visitors who maybe don't know what to expect, and fewer rangers and other staffers to try to help them.
Right. Right. And so it led to a variety of problems, you know, certainly problems in the backcountry with hikers getting into trouble. And then also just issues like in Wyoming, in Grand Teton, Jackson Hole is the gateway town, and new visitors not knowing that, you know, you cannot have food all over the place in your campsite because that's going to attract bears, and, you know, safety issues in that regard also.
You write about Grand Canyon, and one of the things I thought was interesting was the number of backcountry rescues. This kind of goes back to the point maybe about people not knowing what to expect. I would imagine that becomes harder. I mean, they're not easy to do in the best of times, but if you have fewer people to do them and fewer resources, that must have been a real challenge for them.
Right. It was a really tough summer last summer for rangers at Grand Canyon, and I have friends who are rangers, and I just felt so bad for them because for one, it was really hot. Yeah, and then you have all these hikers who've never hiked before and rangers trying to educate them, but there's fewer rangers on staff, and that's not just from COVID. That's something that's been compounding over years of Park Service budgets being cut, and so that's led to severe understaffing. I think Grand Canyon National Park last summer had the lowest backcountry ranger staffing that it had, you know, in years. And, you know, they had COVID restrictions. And so it was really hard. And they ended up having more than 400 rescues last year in Grand Canyon. And that's the most in the last two decades for the park.
It seems that in some ways, maybe at a very basic level, the challenges and issues that parks and park managers are dealing with now are very similar to the kind that they've dealt with in the past, maybe just on a bigger scale, in terms of how do you improve and increase access to the parks? How do you try to encourage people to go to the parks, but then be able to have the resources and the staff and the services to help these folks when they're actually there, like to try to find that right balance? Did 2021, like did park managers, did Park Service folks, did they think that 2021 either helped them or hindered them in trying to ultimately achieve that goal?
Well, I think from what I heard with people who, you know, superintendents who work in the park, and then also people that, you know, work for like the National Parks Conservation Association who lobby Congress on behalf of parks, is that the good news about all this crowding and all these issues at the parks from so many visitors last year is that it really got the attention of Congress. People have seen, Congress has seen how important access to public lands is, especially during a pandemic. And so there is support for funding and increasing funding by not just millions of dollars, but, you know, by $1 billion coming up through infrastructure improvements, through the Great American Outdoors Act and the infrastructure legislation that was recently passed to improve funding for support systems at parks. What's missing right now is funding for staffing.
Right. So maybe some funding for some things, but not everything that the parks really need.
Right. It's a lot more funding for like infrastructure. That kind of thing is being addressed. Grand Canyon is actually getting a new water system, water delivery that's been really needed. But what hasn't been addressed is the need for more people.
What are park rangers and other park staff saying about how last summer was? I mean, we keep hearing about workers in various sectors feeling burned out and feeling unsafe and maybe tired of being yelled at by other people. Is it the same kind of thing among Park Service employees?
Yes, there's a huge burnout issue. On the service industry side, you know, people working in restaurants and parks have the same issues of service industry people everywhere, which is, you know, there's like only two people to wait on tables, you know, at the El Tovar at Grand Canyon when there used to be eight. For people like rangers, I know just the morale last summer was really tough because not only was it challenging, you know, with these new visitors and just the stress of COVID and everything, but also what I was told by several park rangers and also someone who manages search and rescue operations at Grand Canyon is just that there was sort of an attitude problem that affected morale with you know, not all visitors, but a significant chunk of visitors who were not behaving safely, who were potentially putting themselves and others in danger on the trail by being belligerent to rangers and saying, you know, don't tell me what to do. And, you know, that's really tough on morale for the rangers. I've talked to rangers who, you know, gave up all their personal food to hikers who were in trouble when, you know, those hikers should have gone in more prepared. And right. So and there's a sacrifice level happening that impacts morale.
All right. That is Annette McGivney, a journalist based in Cortez, Colorado. She covers environmental issues for The Guardian newspaper. Annette, thanks so much for the conversation. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Mark.